A bomb exploded today in a shopping center in a Christian community just north of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. At least two people were killed. Several others were wounded. It is the second bombing in a Christian enclave in 5 days, and it's raised concern that pro-Syrian elements in Lebanon are trying to sow discord and undermine the country's stability. Rami Khoury is a syndicated columnist at the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, and he joins us. Tell us what you know about the bombings.
All we know is that a bomb exploded in a shopping center in the Kesslik area just north of Beirut, a very heavily, almost a totally Christian Maronite area. And it was 1 in the morning. It was obviously designed to send a message rather than to kill a lot of people. And unfortunately, two people died and a few were injured. But the political message is the one that troubles most people, and the accusations have quickly been made that these are people, either the Syrians or Lebanese close to the Syrians, but somebody who's trying to send a message to the opposition here, saying that getting the Syrians out is not a good idea, and if the Syrians pull out, there's going to be chaos. So this is now a political issue that the Lebanese are trying very quickly to resolve.
And has there been any claim of responsibility?
There hasn't been any claim of responsibility, and there never is in these things. The aim is not by a specific political group to take credit or achieve anything, but to create fear and promote tensions between different groups in the country. The good thing now is that everybody in Lebanon who has been speaking out, without exception, every single political leader has said that Lebanon must not allow itself to fall back into internal fighting and should not allow people to provoke inter-ethnic or inter-religious violence of any sort. And I think people are going to work very quickly to prevent this from happening again.
Well, it's now been 5 weeks since a bombing in Beirut. It killed the former prime minister of Lebanon, Rafik Hariri. Has the investigation into that killing turned up anything so far?
No, it has not. The international investigators who came in from the UN are giving their report to the Secretary General of the UN tomorrow, Thursday. That will probably raise doubts about the efficacy and the quality and credibility of the Lebanese investigation into Hariri's murder, which will probably raise the pressure to get a full international investigation. But the report of the international team is not going to try to say who did it. It's just going to say, is the investigation that the Lebanese are doing being carried out well? And the sense among the Lebanese is we'll never know who did this, as we didn't know who killed many other prominent leaders in the last 20, 25 years, unfortunately.
Yesterday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan talked about the pullout of Syrian troops, but also about intelligence personnel, which is a big issue. Talk to us about that.
The Syrians have pulled out around 5,000 of their 15,000 military troops, and quite a few of their undercover intelligence and security agents. The others are pulled back to the border area. They're definitely on the way out of Lebanon, but they're going to meet in April 7. Lebanese-Syrian military committee is going to meet to plan out the next phase of the full withdrawal. People expect the Syrians to be fully out of Lebanon by the end of April, because May is supposed to be when the Lebanese have parliamentary elections, and the Syrians really need to be out of there completely so that the elections are not held under any kind of foreign influence or intimidation.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut.